Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Tonight we're going to do something a little different. I am your host, Jennifer Hellman, but I'm also going to be your guest. I've asked my friend Dana Coyle to interview me tonight. I have some exciting new things. I'm relaunching my website, angelsintuition.com, starting tomorrow sometime. And I want to talk about my services, but I also want to ask Dana a little bit about hers, because Dana is a credit consultant. And with everything the way they are, you got to keep on top of your credit records. And that's what she does. She's helped me tremendously. She helped me raise my credit score like 20 to 30 points. She's awesome. So I wanted to ask her a few quick tips on protecting your credit and things to look out for. So, Dana, how are you doing tonight? And thank you so much for being on air tonight.
Oh, I'm doing fine, Jen. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and be part of your new website relaunch. This is a very exciting time.
Yes, it is. So it's also kind of a frustrating time for many people with all the credit problems and debt is going through the roof and everything is just all over the place with the economy. So what do people need to do? What tips do you have for the credit?
Well, you're absolutely right. With the economy the way it is right now, a lot of people feel they have no control over many aspects of their financial life. And one thing that we do with our company is help people realize you can take control of some aspects of your credit. And one of the credit tips I'd like to share tonight is that the number one part of your credit score is your payment history. That means no late payments on anything. A late payment is something that's 30 days or more past due. It shows up on your credit report, and it stays there for 7 years. And it can drop a score anywhere from 20 to 50 points, just one late payment. So we recommend to people start paying your bills on time. If you've gotten behind in the past, start now. If you are paying your bills on time, keep doing that. Number one way to help your score. Another thing that we're suggesting to people, the number two part of your credit score, is your balances on your credit cards. Try to keep those under 50% of the credit limit. When they go over, again, negative impact on your score. The closer they are to being maxed out, the larger the drop in your scores. And I've seen scores drop anywhere from 80 to over 100 points just by having high balances.
And can I ask you a question about that? Isn't it true that they kind of give you a harder time? Should you be more late on a payment than if normally you're under? I mean, they want your credit a little heavier than normal if you're over that 50%?
If your balances are over, they
do you understand my question?
Pardon me?
Do you understand what I'm asking?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I didn't think so, because I do that at times. I'll be honest, I have a credit card that's probably over 50%, and it feels like they're watching it, and they're more critical about me if I'm like 30 seconds late versus if it was under. So my other credit cards I have no problems with, but this one, it's like they're watching me like a hawk.
Yes.
Because it has a higher balance on it.
Absolutely. With, again, the current economic climate, corporations and financial institutions, companies, are looking at how they can save money. And when they see someone whose credit card balances are creeping up, they're going to watch that. They may try to lower the limit so you can't go into any more debt. They may raise interest rates if you have a late payment. People are suddenly getting these huge interest rate increases on accounts that have been in very good standing for a long time. So, yes, I wouldn't be at all surprised if you are experiencing that due to the higher balances. Overall, the financial industry is looking at everything that consumers are doing pretty closely.
Yes. And what's another tip?
Those credit cards that you do have, don't close them when they're paid off. It's okay to have credit cards with a zero balance. Just keep them active. Every couple of months, with a small purchase of something you were going to buy anyway, like a tank of gas, which might not be too small, but something that you're going to buy anyway, a pair of socks or, you know, some grass seed for the yard, use that credit card to keep it active every few months, pay it off the next month when the bill comes so you don't pay any interest, and that keeps that as a very important tool to help you build your score over time. Zero balance is okay. Don't close those accounts because you hurt your payment history. That's the third biggest part of your score. They look at how long you've had your credit accounts that are in good standing. And closing those older accounts just wipes out years and years of history for some people. The other thing I'd like to mention is identity theft prevention. Again, with the economy the way it is, there's more desperation out there. Identity theft is becoming more and more prevalent. So be sure that you monitor your credit reports every few months. You can do this for free. We have information on our website, CompleteCreditServices.com. 79% of credit reports have errors on them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to check your report and make sure that there's no unknown accounts, strange addresses of states you never lived in, extra Social Security numbers. All of those are red flags for identity theft.
Now, there are certain companies out there that say they will make sure that your identity is safe. Are those generally a good deal, or is it just keep an eye yourself?
Well, I like the combination. Some of the credit monitoring services are very comprehensive and very good. You would want to look for one that monitors all three of the major credit bureaus, not just one of them, that alerts you to any time somebody applies for credit in your name, including yourself. If you go to Sears and apply for a Sears card, you should get a call or a notice or an email saying that there's been an inquiry from Sears Corporation. Doing it yourself is very effective for people who will organize it, will put it in their planner on their calendar and check their credit report every 3 to 4 months. It doesn't cost anything but your time. Having the extra backup of the credit monitoring service, some of them are free with accounts you already have, maybe your bank account, that's just extra protection. So I think it's a good combination to have both. Just make sure you're getting your money's worth on those credit monitoring services.
Excellent. Is there anything else you would like to add? Now, your website again was?
Our website is CompleteCreditServices.com, and we have lots of information on there about credit scores, getting your credit report, and identity theft prevention, what to do if your wallet is lost or stolen. Good information on there.
And you will be teaching classes or workshops pretty soon as well to help people really get an understanding about their credit report, what to look for, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We find that most people, and we work with people all over the country, most people say, I had no idea, nobody ever told me this. And we aren't educating our consumers in this country about credit information. So we do educational on-site workshops, credit workshops, to give people the information they need where they can take control of their credit instead of feeling like it's controlling them. There are a lot of things you can do to help your credit score. And nowadays it's so important for interest rates, insurance rates, loan approval. Got to have that credit score, a good one at that.
And even a job.
Job, yes. Job applicants usually have to sign off that they'll allow the prospective employer to check their credit report. And many times to keep a job, if you're in a high security situation in your job, you have to have good credit to keep that job. Military, any of the defense contractors, even financial institutions make monitoring employee credit reports part of the review for employment.
So it's a very important thing, and you've helped me out, like I said, a huge amount. I mean, I was amazed how many inconsistencies and errors were on my credit report till I really sat down and looked at it, and you gave me a lot of insights to what to look for on it. So I highly recommend people check out your website and get in touch with you. Now, people can get in touch with you through your website?
Yes.
If they want to make an appointment to have a, you know, over the phone, or do you do anything through the web, like chat or anything like that, to have a conversation with somebody if they're not directly with you?
Yes, we do a lot. Again, we work with people all over the country, and we do a lot of our consulting with people over the phone, via email, the fax, and mail work well to get a credit report to us so we can look it over. We do credit analysis. We do one-on-one consulting, and again, we do the workshops. So they can contact us through the website. There's a contact form. Address, phone number, email, everything is on there.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Dana.
No, thank you. And speaking of websites, you are relaunching your website.
Yes, I originally put Angel's Intuition up in 2001. I redid it in 2004, and I thought with so much information that I'm getting and my old website, because of programming inconsistency, I could not put half the information on there, so it was time to redo it. So I did a complete relaunch, and with the eclipse tomorrow and Leo, I thought, what a great day to launch my website. It's an awesome day. So I decided to push myself the last couple weeks and really get my website up and running. So it will be launched sometime tomorrow. That's the aim. As far as I know, it will be up tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yes.
And that coincides with the solar eclipse tomorrow, yes?
Yes, a total solar eclipse, which everybody needs to know is happening tomorrow. It is a very positive one, even though the last couple weeks have been very nerve-wracking. I can't tell you how many people have called me and said, I feel so insecure and I have no idea why. And basically it was a clearing of the energy and just bringing up all your fears, all the little things that you thought you could just deny and hide away came right back up in your face. So you could face it and get rid of it. So it's just a clearing process because everybody's moving forward. This is one of those eclipses that if you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing, you will soon find out. It is just really going to put you on your path, and you'll be much happier. So if anything tomorrow, think of what your heart's desires are, what you really want to achieve in your lifetime for the rest of your life. And within the next 3 to 6 months, a lot of progress will be made towards those.
That's great information. And this is a positive total solar eclipse. Great time to put out your intentions for your achievements in the future.
Yes. And this is the last total solar eclipse till 2013. So
wow.
It's one for the next 5 years, though. Oh, we already have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello. My name is Frank. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Just fine.
And what's your question?
Yes, I'd like to know how is my parents' estate going to go?
Frank, are you still there? Because you're breaking up.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Now, what are you're asking about your parents?
Yeah, my parents' estate. Basically, they both passed, and there's some litigations going on, and I'm looking for counsel.
You mean legal counsel?
Yes.
You'll find it. And actually, you're going to find it within the next week, probably next Wednesday. It will be a young man. You might hesitate because you're not sure he has a lot of experience, but he actually is going to be perfect for you.
Any names?
I'm really just seeing dark hair, actually. Somebody with dark hair. Let me see if I'm getting a name. Actually, they're showing me something with a J, like James. James, John. They're just showing me a J, but dark hair. But he is rather young, or at least looks young. But knows his stuff and will help you out tremendously.
Okay, and my older sibling?
They're really fighting you on this, aren't they?
Yes.
Everything is going to, it's going to blow up to come back together. Let's put it that way. It's going to implode. So I do see, do you have a sister?
Yes.
Okay. The sister is really giving you the hardest time, or she's holding a lot of resentment against everything. I get her being the strongest one. She's like the bull in the china shop. Is what I'm picking up. That or else it's a sister-in-law?
No, it is my sister, yes.
Okay. What's your sister's first name?
Linda.
Linda. she likes the attention, and she feels like your parents promised her a lot of things, but the only person that really promised her was the person in her head. The parents really didn't say anything like she thinks they did. She'll calm down, but it's going to take a little bit for reality to hit. But overall, it will all even out. Everybody's going to be happy in the end. She might be a little huffy-puffy for probably the next year, possibly up to 2 years. Just give her a little space. That's the best thing you can do, is just don't buy into her drama. Just focus on what your parents really wanted, and everything will even out. You have one other brother?
Yes, his name is Anthony.
Anthony, okay. Because I see him more easygoing. He just wants it done. He's putting up a front because he doesn't understand what your sister is all about. But overall, he just wants it done like you. I don't see him having quite the problem as your sister is. He's more upset that she's being upset and causing such a problem than anything else going on. He doesn't want to make trouble. He really doesn't.
I know. He's real passive. And is he going to side with me?
Yes. He's really unhappy with you. He's very angry at your sister for doing this.
And my other sister, Nancy, I haven't seen her in about 15 years. And
she's like non-existent. She really is very faint. I don't see her causing... It's like she's really not part of the family that much, is she?
No, she's not. She stole some money. She blackmailed and extorted my parents.
Yeah, I don't see her really expecting anything. Are you wondering if you're going to see her?
Yes, I think she's going to jump in.
I'm not getting that she's going to. She doesn't have the guts because she knows she's done wrong. I really don't get that she's going to. If she got something, she'd be very grateful if you guys gave her something. But I'm not getting that she really feels she should be getting anything.
And my sister Sally?
Low-key, I don't see her having such... I get her just saying, whatever, let's just get this done. Just like your brother. I just get him, let's just get this over with. Let's just move on. They're gone. Let's go. She's more upset about the fact that mom and dad are gone and nobody really cares that they're really gone. She's still grieving for your parents. She doesn't care about the material things.
Yeah, I care about my parents. I grieve every day.
Well, they're with you every day. Do you hear your dad's laugh?
Pardon me?
Have you ever heard your dad's laugh? Just out of the blue, it's like, dad's laugh. Or something
yes.
that reminds you. That's his way of letting you know he's around. He wants you happy. He likes to see your smile.
Okay, because him and I, we didn't have a good relationship.
He's with you. And he's really sorry that he wasn't the dad he really should have been. But he does love you, and he really wants you happy. He wants you to have a sense of humor about life.
I try. I really do.
You tend to be a little more serious and take things to heart, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing, but he wants you to really, you know, stop and smell the roses and laugh when a dog makes a funny face, or play with a cat, or he wants you to be more joyous. And not let everything drag you down. Because that's what he did. And he doesn't want you to do the same. So if anything, take that lesson from him. That will be his greatest gift to you.
And my sister, Virginia?
Again, I'm not getting much from her at all. Low key. Let's just get this done.
Yeah, she's, I think she's bipolar, but she hates, I feel she hates me.
No, she just hates herself.
Oh.
She might project it on you, but it's more inward than outward. She really doesn't like herself. She doesn't like her life. She doesn't understand why she's here.
And Irving?
Irving. I see him more as a little boy. I mean, he's got a very light heart. In relation to your parents, what would you like to know about Irving?
He doesn't know what's going on.
I just see him as this little... It's like the image I get of him is somebody sitting in the park watching the birds, watching the ducks in the lake. It's like he's in his own little world. And
you're right,
he doesn't really care about anything else around him.
I want to take care of him, and because back in the 70s, he took drugs
on
cocaine, and he fried his mind.
Mm-hmm. He likes his little world, though. He's very happy, actually.
Yeah, but I feel that my sister Nancy's taking advantage of him.
You know, in many ways, there's no way she really can. She, let's put it this way, Irving gives unconditional love. And
yeah.
It's like, whatever she does to him is going to come back to her tenfold. And he knows it. He is just a really sweet, innocent spirit. Even though he may have done drugs, it, in his mind, it was a blessing not to have to think, not to have to deal with reality because there's some really messed up stuff going on.
Do you say anything around my children?
And what are their names?
One of them's name is Frank. The other one is named Nicole.
Nicole. Nicole's a wild one. How old is Nicole?
She's 29.
I get just a wild one.
You're right.
She's like a wild stallion. She's just all over the place. She's enjoying life to the fullest.
You're right. She goes to Yosemite camping. She does her life the way she wants to.
Yeah, and nobody's going to hold her back. Right on. Keep going. You should learn from her.
I'm trying. I just wanted a family because I never had love.
Oh, you had love. It just wasn't in the form you wanted it. Think of it that way. Because you did have love. So you had expectations should it be in one form. In reality, it was another, and you just couldn't see... You couldn't comprehend the other version of love. But you had love. You definitely did. And you have to remember, you came in with that lesson to learn that love comes in many forms.
So I'm doing my right path, which I was sent for?
Oh, yeah. You're doing everything good. And as for your son, do you have any questions about your son? Because I haven't really touched on him yet.
Yes, he took a test.
He passed. I don't see any problems. Was it a medical test?
No, he's basically the bar exam.
Oh, okay. But I feel like there was, like he had a physical and he had did a blood test or something. I'm getting a health test as well. Medical test. And he's fine.
Oh, yes. What he was doing, he was looking at my mother's medical.
Okay.
And with my sister, and they helped me with the case.
Okay. Smart man. He'll go far. He's going to specialize in a field dealing with youth. Youth. Kids that are... needing help. I just get youth. Troubled youth is what he's going to be really. He'll help them legally, but he's also going to be doing counseling, like a big brother, but much stronger, bigger. But I see him working with teenage boys.
In the law profession?
Yeah. It's like kids that get into trouble because of gangs and stuff. He'll help them legally, But it's also because of his big heart, he will counsel them so they'll get out of trouble and stay out. He'll make sure they get back into school and they get a good profession and straighten their life out.
Does he need to look for any names?
I'm not picking up anything else.
Okay.
Okay,
any
names?
Yes, you're fantastic. You
Thank
are
you.
Fantastic. You, I'm very, very impressed, and my heart goes out to you, and blessings.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that, and thank you for listening.
Yes, I'm blown away. I really am.
Well, you have a good night and a good week. Enjoy the eclipse tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be
All
praying.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was Frank calling from California, and other callers can call in and talk to Jen here on air, Abstract Illusions Radio. The toll-free number in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. And in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756 and talk to Jen Hillman. Jen, was that one of the intuitive readings, one of the services you offer?
Yes, that was an intuitive reading. I do a lot of psychic readings. I also usually with my readings, I do a little coaching as well, because I do like people to take responsibility and just not get handed answers. I try and have them think about what they're doing or how they're handling a situation, or give them an insight of a different perspective of what the situation is. There's far too many people who have called me and say, okay, what's X, Y, and Z thinking of me, and yet they have no idea what they're really thinking about that person. They're throwing their entire life into that person. So I like to get them more grounded and figure out, okay, well, why are you so into them? What is missing in your own life that you have to go outside yourself for happiness? I mean, relationships are great, folks, but if you're not happy within yourself, the relationship is just like a drug. It's just like alcohol. It's just a filler. It's a crutch. And you really need to look inside yourself to make sure you're happy as an independent person and not dependent on the other person, because it can really mess you up if you get in a codependent situation.
And I noticed on the preview of the website, under this great section titled Insights, there you talk about intuition and developing intuition and having different tools to use that. Is that part of what you do in your coaching, give people the tools to to work with themselves, to recognize these things within themselves?
Yes, and then I also have, and I do have it on the website, it is questions for journaling. Developing your intuition is really trusting what you're getting and understanding you can trust it. You're not going crazy. The voices, the sights, the visions, they're real, and there's a reason why you're seeing them. And journaling is a great way to get control and understand what you're seeing, feeling, hearing. And there are many ways of doing it, and I do have free questions to help you get started. And it's all part of my coaching program that I do, which is called IS, which is Inner Strength. And it is a coaching program that I do individually or in groups. I'm also starting another group activity called INOB, which is Individual Notion of Being, which is really taking control and responsibility of what you're feeling and getting a better understanding of your shadow self, because it's a part of you. It's not going anywhere. You might as well become friends with it and understand that it really can be a motivator for you and not a negative aspect of you.
And that is a group class that you do?
That is a group class that I am developing. I'm hoping to have it up and running very, very soon before the fall. I'm hoping to have it. And that is, for more information about INOB and the IS program, it is on my other website, which is findinnerstrength.org, and the links are on my website. You'll be able to find them on the new website under the About Us section. There is a listing of all my website.
And that's at angelsintuition.com, which we will see tomorrow.
Yes. It's all locked at the tech, you know, the webmaster will get everything up and running.
Well, those sound like great options for people to work with you and then also get some tools to help themselves. I love that you offer the journaling, which is something everybody can do. They need a paper and pencil, and you give them questions to guide them and get them started. That's fantastic. If anybody has a question for Jen, you are welcome to call in to AIR at 877-876-5227 or in Canada, 888-815-9756, and you can talk with Jen Hillman. I also noticed, Jen, on the website preview that there is a section called Higher Powers, and there's some really interesting topics here, Reiki and animal medicine, earth energies, and astrology. Can you tell us a little about something under one of those topics?
Well, the astrology, I'm going to be growing it a lot more. I do study it. I find it fascinating. I think it is a great way of getting to know you and other people and the interaction with that person. Because we all come in here for lessons, and everybody that you meet is a lesson, a mirror. So you might as well understand what the whole thing is so you can really enjoy the relationship instead of kind of wondering all the time, maybe building up the resentment instead of really growing from the relationship. So the astrology right now just has the basic signs, the planets, and the houses, and a little explanation, but I will be going into the north node of the moon and also Pluto, which are very strong planets to really understand yourself. So I will be getting more information about that shortly. I also cover numerology, which is another way of finding out about yourself and the numbers, and that's doing a formula to figure out what your life path is, and I will be having the formula for that on there. It's not quite on there. And then I have a huge section on shamanism, and I am a shaman, and I do animal readings as well, so I just don't do people, I do animals. And I do put, if you have an animal that always shows up, I do have a lot of the animals and their meaning on the website, so you'll be able to have a quick look and see what's going on, because the animals do have a lot of messages for you. And I also cover some of the stones and gems and their energy, and that also includes the earth energy. And I also have a link to a wonderful website, because the energy is shifting so much, Dana, and people just wonder why they're feeling this way or that way, or why they're tired all the time and they're not getting everything done. And that is What's Up on Planet Earth, and that is done by a wonderful woman named Karen Bishop, and I did put that on the website because the information she has really helps you just understand, okay, I'm not going crazy, it's just the way the planets are and the energy of Earth is right now. So it really is very, very kind of reassuring. The other section I do have is on energy healing. I am a Reiki master, and I do sessions. My Reiki sessions are kind of a combination of something else that I'm also certified in, and that's electromagnetic field balancing. And I do a combination, and then I throw in color. And I can do that long distance or in person. It's usually best to be in person, but I can do it long distance. And there's some information on that. And then I also highly recommend people look into EMF, which is Emotional Freedom Technique. And it is a way that you can heal yourself. It helps you release different issues and triggers within you by tapping. And I am trying to find the very best YouTube demonstration on exactly how to do that. And I will be putting that link on the website as well. So there's a lot of different things that I will be covering on that, and it will, more articles will be coming, more information. I want to be very complete on this. And the other thing is, if you know, if the audience knows of a really good site that they think I should check out, please email me at jen@jenniferhillman.com and tell me about that website. I'm always looking for more information and good people. if nothing else, I might have them on the show. So please, if there's any websites, anybody that's really interested, I am open to talk to them and see their website. And if it's really good, I'll see if I can put it on the link on my website as well.
Oh, what a great idea. It sounds so comprehensive. You cover so many aspects of healing and empowerment for people with all the information you're putting on there and then all of your services also. The emotional freedom technique, is that something new? I hadn't heard of that before.
Actually, it's been around for some time. It's been around for, at least a decade or two, and it's just really becoming very, very popular. Joe Vitale has really backed it up, and there's a lot of people who are now getting certified to be practitioners in it. But really, you can do it yourself. You really don't need anybody. I have worked with somebody, and it is wonderful to work with someone. But it also, there is ways to do it yourself. So, and that's something that I am also getting very clearly in my meditations, is it's time for people to take responsibility for healing themselves and not just go to a healer and say, I have this problem, heal me. It's time to really figure out and look within and take care of yourself. The healers are out there, and they will help you. They will guide you and give you suggestions. But from my own standpoint, I used to take on their issues, heal it, and then give them back the more positive aspects or what they truly want and got rid of all the garbage. Well, I'm no longer doing that. It's been hard on me, and it really doesn't serve them, because it's like, even in coaching, I like to have people to have that aha moment where they figure it out for themselves and they really grow from that moment. So a lot of people have issues. We all have issues here. And I just like to empower them and enlighten them to the aspects that everybody has intuition. Everybody has these gifts. Everybody can, you know, tap into it. It just takes a little time and a little patience and understanding that it's there. You just need to use it. And a lot of people are using it and don't even realize it. Like you, Dana, I mean, you use it all the time. I talk to you and I'm amazed. You're so intuitive.
Well, thank you. And you have been a blessing to me. And I've done some work with Jen, and she has really helped to reaffirm some things that I thought, and also ask those questions where you ask me things that help me look at things a different way, or maybe ask the question that I haven't wanted to ask myself, and then give me that, like you said, that empowerment to go forward from there instead of waiting for somebody else or waiting for something else to happen before I can move forward in my life. And that's very valuable.
I appreciate you saying that, Dana.
And we still have time for one or two callers. You can call Jen at Abstract Illusions Radio, AIR, at 877-876-5227, or in Canada, 888-815-9756. Well, tomorrow's going to be a big day with the solar eclipse, the launch of the website, angelsintuition.com. We do have a new moon also.
Yes, and we have a lot of planets in Leo, so it really is amazing that the planets are really very much lining up so we all can move forward and in a very positive way. With what's going on with the lunar eclipse, and like I said, this is going to be the last one since till 2013, and a lot of people are feeling it. A lot of things are right now are just like very weird, very intense. Strange things happening. I mean, even I was talking to the guys at BBS Radio, and things go a little wacky here, but you just keep going. And as somebody who has been on the show, Claudia Thompson, who I will have my link on the website for her because she's awesome, she really focuses on the moon, and she really is saying that this a solar eclipse can really zap your vitality, and it's more reason to sit back, relax, don't push yourself so hard. But you really need to understand that this is a time to really see where you are now versus where you are in the past, and bring up those memories that you need to look at, because you are going into the dark to clear things up so you can move forward. But this basically is very much a very positive one. So there's a lot of information. I will be also, I just wanted to mention, I will be doing some meditation so people can click onto the website and do a meditation. They won't be very long, but they will be, you know, a good 10, 15 minutes just to get them grounded and really get centered in the energy of what they're doing. And I think that's important for grounding, because that's one thing I've noticed a lot is people are not grounding themselves. So really quickly, if you don't mind, then I'll just do a little bit of a meditation right now, just since we have a little time.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Okay, if everybody just relax, and this is actually going to help you sleep really well. So if you just put your feet on the ground or just get comfortable and close your eyes and just feel the energy from Mother Earth going up the bottom of your feet, a warm, soothing energy slowly going up your legs, and just releasing any tensions that you've had from the day. And then move it up through your knees. And your knees are always holding on to things that they don't need to, so we're just going to release them all. Anything that's not for your highest good, we're just releasing them right now with this golden energy that's going up your thighs and through your hips and your lower back. So all your financial worries, they're going to be resolved very easily, because you're going to take care of your credit. You're going to call Dana. And everything is going to be released. Financial stability is yours. So it's going to go back up your spine, this warm, wonderful energy. And it's going to go up through your base chakra and your creative center into your solar plexus. And it's going to spin and turn into this beautiful ball of golden energy. And then we're going up to the stars, into the heavens, and we're bringing down this warm, comforting energy through your crown, through your third eye, opening up to the heavens to hear their messages and their suggestions, releasing any blockage from hearing what they have to say, and then bringing it down all the way through the spine again and across your shoulders and down your arms and out your fingers. And the energy out your fingers is going down to Mother Earth again. And then the energy is also going down your high heart and your heart chakra and mixing with the other energy into your solar plexus and just spinning and relaxing. And you're just releasing anything that's keeping you up, keeping you tense. The energy of the eclipse that you've been feeling is now transmuted into a positive, high energy. First thing in the morning, you're going to wake up and just know it's a new day. All your worries, all your answers will come to you in your sleep, and you'll be very relaxed and understanding everything that's going on. And as you're sitting there and you're relaxing, this energy goes outside of you and surrounds you and fills up the room you're in, and then fills up the house or the home that you're in, and then goes out into your city and back out to the universe, transmitting and just flowing this really positive energy, getting rid of all the fears that everybody has and making them just positive, just responsible, taking care of yourself. And with that, you're just in a good space. And you relax and you're grounded into Mother Earth, understanding that she's there to support you, as is the universe. And with that, I understand we still have a little time, so if you do have any questions, even though you're probably really, really relaxed, you can call BBS Radio, and I will be able to answer some of your questions. Again, that number is 877-876-5227, and if you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. It's Frank got a lot of information in that very quick reading, and that's one thing about my readings. They are very quick. And you'll know, I mean, immediately I do click into the energy. It doesn't take me long. Give me a name, I can give you a reading. I can get an understanding. The other thing you have to understand is when you're asking a question, you are giving me permission into your energy field, and I generally do a little Reiki at the same time. So you are going to be getting an intuitive reading, some coaching, and also some energy work all with the reading. So at times I am also certified in hypnosis and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is ways to help you unblock the blockages. If you can't do it, I can't help you with these guided actions, like a guided meditation, and you go in and we find it and you release it with the techniques I use. So, and those are also part of my services, and you will find more information on the website. Angel's Intuition, which is being relaunched, I would say tomorrow or this weekend at the latest, it's going to be up and running. Great information. I will be adding on quite a bit to it. And with this, I see that our time is slowly fading away. So with that, Dana, I want to give the information one more time for your website.
Okay. Our company is CompleteCreditServices.com, and you can find us there. There's a contact form and an 800 number. We'd be happy to answer your credit questions, and please feel free to peruse the information that's there.
Okay, and Dana, we do have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Cindria.
Hi, Cindria. How can I help you?
Oh, I was just wondering what you see is in my future for finances.
Finances, okay. I'm seeing that you've been kind of held back quite a bit for various reasons, like health, but some other things like family situations, and I do see your financial situation turning around. I do see you doing a business online. It may be for another company, but I don't see you really going to an office or anything. I see you working more out of your home.
Wonderful.
And I do see that more, really more towards September, October, really taking off. It may be a little bit before you're able to find the right job.
Okay.
Okay. But you're going to find it online.
Okay. That's encouraging. Because I have been looking.
Yes. And I do see that you've got a lot of love and care around you. And that's really helped you quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you are very appreciative of the love that you have around you. And the financial situation has been stressing you out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that just tomorrow, give it up. Just give up all that stress, because it really is not necessary anymore. Just put it out tomorrow, like I have said. State your intentions that you are financially stable and abundant. And really ask the universe, okay, how can I do this easily? How can I, you know, have the financial support I want and need easily? Because we don't want to do it hard.
Okay.
And things will turn around for you quite quickly, actually.
Good.
Yes.
That's encouraging. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have another question?
Yeah, I would like to know about my love life.
Your love life. Well, you have a true love that you've been thinking about a lot.
Yeah.
And what is his first name?
Lee.
Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm seeing there's some complications. The love is there between you both. You guys have been connected since, like, high school?
Right.
You guys have such a strong foundation and a strong friendship. I do see that there's going to be a little bit of wait before things really settle up. It's like he's kind of like tied to a tree, yet he's still walking. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. And he's trying to figure out how to get the ropes untied.
Exactly.
Without hurting the tree. Let's put it that way. He doesn't want to hurt the tree.
Right.
Even though the tree has really been heavy on his back.
Okay.
Cares about the tree, doesn't want to hurt it, though he needs to get it off of him. And then things will turn around for you too. But it may be another 6 to 8 months before something happens.
Okay.
Okay?
That's very encouraging.
Well, you're most welcome.
I really appreciate it, and you're very, very good.
Thank you very much, Cinderella. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right. I will call again next time you have a show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Dana, your website real quick because time is running out now.
www.completecreditservices.com for all your credit building needs. Thank you very much. And, Jen, this has been wonderful to learn more about your website and you and your services and how you can help us do better in our lives. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you helping me out here very much, and I'm really excited about the website. It's been up and coming for a long time. And there's also going to be some changes with this program. I'm not exactly sure what, but Spirit's got a plan, and I'm just sitting back and figuring that one out. I will be continuing. And it's very interesting. I can't believe it's almost been a year, folks. The time has flown very, very quickly. So tomorrow, please check out my website, angelsintuition.com. If you want more information about my services or just about anything in the spiritual realm, I've pretty much covered everything. I do want to thank you again for listening. And with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspiration. Thank you very much. Many blessings and good night.